This is Vern Windham. The broadcasts which we've been doing for almost 20 years of performers from Music Fest Northwest have already left a lasting legacy in so many ways on the musical culture here and beyond. We're going to spend the next half hour profiling one of those examples. It was about 7 years ago that a very, very little girl, in the old cliche, smaller than her guitar, played for us and brought amazing music making to us at that time. She moved away and has been away from our area for about 6 years. She's come back once in the intervening time to re-enter Music Fest Northwest. And then this year, Katie Holmes returned in the highest category of Music Fest Northwest, which is the Young Artist Competition in guitar. On Sunday, I spent time with Katie, her brother Daniel, and we have some guitar playing and we have some lovely conversation. First, let's begin with the guitar playing of Katie Holmes, playing a choros. So, Katie Holmes, how old were you when you played Music Fest Northwest?
I was 6 years old when I played here for the first time. So I'd been playing guitar for almost 2 years and piano for barely a year.
And that's, there's so much about a four-year-old kid playing a guitar. Obviously, we're used to millions and millions of kids playing violin at an early age. So let's start with the most practical question. Was it an actual full-size guitar?
I started on a three-quarter size first, but after a couple years, I moved up to a full size with a capo on it so that the neck was shorter. But yeah, when I played for Music Fest the first time, it was on a full-size guitar.
So when you were a little kid, 5 years old or so, playing the guitar, why were you doing that? Were you in love with it? Was there a guitarist in the family? What was going on?
My grandmother started taking lessons when I was 4, and that was what really got me into the guitar, and after that I just didn't want to stop. I just kept playing. I really loved it.
Wow. And so then along with the guitar, today you're playing some piano for us, when did you start playing piano?
I started playing piano when I was 5, and that was because my mom had a piano in the house, and I would just sit and peck out notes, and my mom sat down one day and said, hey, let me teach you how to actually play the piano properly. So my mom taught me for about 6 weeks, and then I started taking music lessons with Shelley Baravelli at Holy Names, and that was when I started falling in love with the piano as well as the guitar.
And then when you were in Spokane, who was your guitar teacher?
I started with Mr. Mark Stanton, and I changed over to Mr. Michael Millam after a bit.
And how many years were you here?
I was in Spokane for 3 years.
Wow. So therefore, if you started when you were 6, you left when you were about 9, and you played for us on, I think, a couple years in a row, didn't you?
Yes, I believe I did, yeah.
Yeah. And so then life and family and circumstances took you far away. What was that like to move to Georgia away from here?
Well, I definitely have missed Spokane in the 9 years that I've been away. But Alabama and Georgia have been surprisingly nice. The art scene has grown up a lot in Montgomery, and in Columbus it's been thriving. And I've been taking guitar lessons in Columbus, Georgia, and that has been tremendously fun. I really love my teacher, Dr. Andrew Zone at Columbus State.
So is that a teacher that you've been studying with for a while, or
even
just now?
Yeah, I took private lessons with him for about 8 years, and I just started my bachelor's under him.
Okay. So. And through all this time that you've been so devoted to the guitar and some piano, have you been homeschooled, or have you been public school, or what?
I was homeschooled up until 2 years ago when I graduated from quote-unquote high school and started college.
Okay. And so here you are, you're 16 now?
I am 16, yes.
Starting college at a fairly early age. Have you felt like just a normal college kid?
Yes, actually. Everyone has been surprisingly understanding of me being so young. And while they do make jokes about my age, I generally feel like I fit in with all the normal college kids, despite the fact that I don't live on campus.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about guitar playing. When you went from here, from Michael Milam, to that teacher, did that teacher do much changing or anything about your technique, or did you just kind of keep going on the track you were going?
He did stop me in my slightly accelerated progression and made sure to focus on my technique to make sure that I was playing right. We actually spent an entire year focusing on my right hand pinky, making sure that it didn't flare out too much. So that was definitely an interesting change, to stop from sight reading as much music as possible to actually focusing on playing more, but it has definitely helped a lot. And then after a couple of years, we focused slightly less on technique and more on actual musicality.
Is it in your personality to get enough joy out of focusing, know that you just have to do this thing and just do it intensely? Does that work for you?
Not as much as I would like it to. I've gotten a lot better, but my tendency is to just breeze through everything as much as possible, read as much as possible, keep moving forward, and not really focus on the little things, which is why Dr. Zone's been so good for me, because he does make me stop and focus and return to old things that I might have otherwise overlooked and make them better and really as clean as they can be.
Before this interview, we heard you play the choros, and now let's hear some Bach. Have you played very much Bach so far in your guitar career?
I have not. I've only played the first cello suite, but I am going to start working on part of the first violin partita this summer, and I'm really excited for that.
And what are the unique problems for a guitarist to play music for cello or violin?
Well, one of the interesting quirks of playing it is that we can play multiple notes, whereas a cello it's slightly harder, so there tends to be an extra bass line in guitar transcriptions that there wouldn't be in a normal cello piece. But other than that, it's really quite easy to transfer pieces for cello specifically over to guitar.
And have you done the entire first cello suite?
I have.
Yeah. And, well, we'll talk about your recording in a minute. Right now we'll hear the first movement of the Bach G major cello suite. Thank you. First movement of the first Bach cello suite. It's in G major. I don't have perfect pitch. Do you play it in the original key or a different key?
I do not. The particular transcription I play is actually in C major, although there are some, I've heard one definitely in D major, and I believe some still play it in G major.
I've been speaking with Katie Holmes, who's with us in town for Music Fest Northwest, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's your kind of fan club back home. I want to hear about that, because you recently did a CD, didn't you?
I did release my second CD and my first full-length album, yes.
Well, and that's a lot of work.
It is, actually. Luckily, I have a really strong support group, specifically my mom and my teacher. And actually, this semester, I took an audio technology course, and that teacher helped give me a lot of the insight necessary to make my CD, since this CD we actually recorded in my living room as opposed to in an actual studio. So,
but tell me about the Friends of Katie Holmes.
I have a website, katiehguitar.com, and I've received tremendous support from people who've come to my concerts, who've heard my CD, who've just randomly stumbled across my YouTube page and thought that I was pretty cool. So I've played gigs where my cousin teaches. I've played for a museum in Auburn, Alabama a couple times, and it's really been a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of really, really incredible support from people in Alabama.
And so after these years of, I guess you came back once since you've been away, but
yes.
You came back to enter the Young Artist Competition, but also I think what's really interesting, to play for your brother. Tell me about a little bit about your musical family.
It's really me and my brother. My parents love music, but they never played seriously. So it's been actually a lot of fun accompanying my brother, me on piano, him on trombone. We've had several lessons with his teacher, and there have been lots of jokes about, you know, you'll have to play with an accompanist who's not related to you at some point. But it is very interesting because we have obviously that sibling dynamic where we sometimes love each other and sometimes hate each other. So it's interesting to try to work around that while playing together and making it sound good.
So we're going to ask Katie Holmes to move to the piano and be joined by her brother Daniel and play the first movement of the Galliard A minor sonata. Music played by Daniel and Katie Holmes, he on trombone, she in this case on piano. As you're studying, are you majoring in music?
I am. I'm majoring in guitar performance.
Okay, and doing all the stuff with theory and all of the things that a freshman takes?
Yes, I took a slightly accelerated course, so I just finished all my theory and oral skills classes.
Okay, so here you are, 16, and you've already finished all of those classes, which for many kids are the really daunting, difficult part of college.
Yes.
Is that your lifetime of playing? Is it all the fact that you play guitar and therefore have to think harmonically? Is it the unique makeup of your brain?
Well, I wouldn't know about my brain, but I know that my teacher, Dr. Zone, has helped tremendously. He's been teaching me theory for all the 9 years I've had him as a teacher. But I also dual enrolled when I was 12 and attempted mostly successfully to do 4 semesters of music theory in 2 semesters, and that helped quite a lot in terms of being able to do the normal 4 semesters of theory in 2 semesters at Columbus State University.
So this is certainly in the realm of classical music. We've just talked about theory and all those things. Do you go outside that? Do you improvise? Do you play other musical styles? Have you done any jazz?
I have not done any jazz at the moment. There is a wonderful jazz studies program at Columbus State, but I have not taken a jazz class. I have, however, taken a couple of popular songs that I really like, including the recent song Royals by Lorde, and I've arranged several of those for solo guitar. So I play Beatles, I play some of those. I even have started playing an arrangement of Stairway to Heaven. So I do branch out a bit into the pop world, but not much outside of classical, I'm afraid.
And so let's go out with you playing the Giuliani variations. Tell us about this piece.
These are variations on a song, De Calma o Ciel, from the opera Otello by Rossini. And it's a wonderful short set of variations by Mauro Giuliani. And the one interesting part, which might be a bit esoteric if you're not a musician, but in most sets of sonatas or variations, there's one slow movement that's in the minor key. And this one, the slow movement remains in the major key, so it's consonant and major throughout. Thank you.
Guitarist Katie Holmes playing the Giuliani Variations on a Theme by Rossini. That was recorded Sunday night in our studio. On Monday, Katie competed in the Young Artists Competition and won, and will be performing with the Spokane Symphony Wednesday night at that concert at 7:30 at the Bing Crosby Theater. When I spoke to the guitar judge, Michael Lefebvre, he said it took him about two bars of Katie's playing to understand what kind of performer that was and to so easily see what a winner she clearly is. I certainly agree on so many levels in her playing, in her composure, in her brilliance, and in her thoughtfulness. Enjoy the rest of Music Fest Northwest. Our broadcasts each morning from 10 to 12 all the way through Saturday. And then those two astounding concerts, which also deserve an audience, Wednesday night and Friday night, both at the Bing Crosby Theater, and they're both free.